shopping day in Beach Camp, Gaza. Market goods are available, but there are few shoppers. Anwar al-Haddad says this is because people have no money.
In the market, prices are not too high right now. But life is difficult. There are no salaries, or only a few have salaries. Most people are sitting at home and really suffering because of the lack of money.
Life has always been hard in Gaza, home to 1.1 million Palestinian refugees and their descendants, the legacy of a war that led to Israel's formation in 1948. The unemployment rate is 35%, and three out of every four refugees depend on foreign assistance. The UN Relief and Works Agency gives the neediest refugees $11 every 3 months and some flour and cooking oil. The agency suspended the distributions at the start of this year due to a lack of funds. But the European Union has agreed to support the program until June. UN spokesman Adnan Abu Hasna says such programs are vital to maintain peace and stability in the territory.
But we are keeping people moderate here in this place by, you know, telling them that you are not forgotten by the international community. The international community care about you.
Palestinians living in the West Bank face similar economic hardships due partly to the governing Palestinian Authority's massive budget deficit. A UN report blames the deficit on a decline in donor support because of the global economic downturn and opposition to the Palestinian bid for full membership in the United Nations. Analyst Sami Abdel Shafi says Palestinians are suffering because of politics, the stalled peace talks with Israel, and their own internal conflicts.
Palestinians in Gaza are pressured. The post-government in Gaza is pressured because it's boycotted. The Palestinian Authority in the West Bank is also pressured because it has gone through a very professional process of institution building. And towards the end of this, it is facing financial trouble.
Many Palestinians believe that resolving the conflicts would boost people's morale, says UN spokesman Adnan Abu Hasna.
If peace, as example here in Gaza, it will give a people of hope. But here in Gaza, today there's no tomorrow.
No hope.
No hope. There is no tomorrow. You cannot talk about what will happen after 5 minutes here in Gaza.
And as Gazans see no way out, their despair is mounting. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Beach Camp, Gaza.